What's up, people? I'm here again. This time in a better sound location. I mean, a better sound isolation space. And that is in my bed. Anyways, I'm going to talk about cinema. Again, bro, you talking about that again? Yes, you know why? Because I want to. I'm seeing here on my little notes. So today I watched two movies. Boo, you don't have life. You only watch movies. It's kind of true. Not really. I did a lot of stuff today. Anyways, I'm getting far from the subject. I watched two movies. I'm going to give you guys my reviews about those. And maybe talk a little more about the subject from the last episode. That I said I would do a part 2, so this is kind of the part 2, but also my 2 reviews. So let's see how long do I take. The movies were Incredible 2, The Incredible 2, I don't know if that's the title in English, and the second one was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So, I'm going to start with The Incredible 2. So, it's a Pixar animation. It has the cliche part of the Pixar animation that the villain reveals with the betrayal from the heroes. It was someone you thought it was a good person, but then it reveals, oh, it's a bad person. Oh no, that's a problem. I didn't like that. It's like they created a formula, and they are following the same formula over and over again. I don't like that. It's repetitive. Without that, I would probably give 5 stars, but I didn't. It's extremely fun, no doubt. It's really, really fun. I had a good time watching it. There's some kind of tension in some parts. The viewer gets some tension in some parts. It's good. I had some hypothesis. Is that a word? My English is awful. About who could be the villain. But I wasn't quite sure. But when the villain reveals, I realized the movie was just screaming at me that person was the villain all the time. It was predictable that the villain was gonna show up at some point, which is bad. It's bad. A movie that it's predictable, it's awful. It's really bad. But I'm not saying the movie is bad. That's kind of weird to say. I think that movie needed a little more about more mystery. That's what I think. The characters are fantastic. It's great characters. I was gonna give 4 stars, but I think I'm gonna give 4.5 stars. I'm still not sure. I'm kind of in between those. I recommend to everyone. It's not just a kid's movie. Everyone should watch that. It's a great movie. I loved it. But there's that stuff that keeps it from getting 5 stars from me. That's my perspective. I'm gonna give 4 or 4.5 stars. That's my to my final rating. So, next movie. Next movie is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Now, it's a Tarantino movie. It's not a Parasite, which for the people that don't know, Parasite won the best movie from 2019. It's totally deserved that. It's just so good. It's a good movie. You guys should watch it. Anyways, it's not a Parasite. It's maybe it's not the best Tarantino movie. Maybe it's not a masterpiece, but it's still a good movie in my point. It's an excellent movie in my perspective. So I'm gonna tell you guys why. Oh, by the way, I missed the thing. I don't think we should compare Tarantino movies between them, because each one is unique. So comparing stuff, it's really wrong in my opinion. The acting is great. I mean, we are dealing with DiCaprio. That man is a machine. It's a great actor. I don't want to spoil you guys, and in my notes I have spoilers. So I'm gonna try to work around them, because I want you guys to watch the movies I review, right? So, let me see. My favorite scene is when DiCaprio is talking with a little girl in a movie set. It's not a spoiler. I love that scene. It shows a lot of character between the little girl and DiCaprio. I really liked it. I'm not sure how to describe it fully, but I really liked it. I have a spoiler here, wait. I'm thinking. So the last scene from the movie was totally unexpected for me. Even though, no, I'm not gonna say that. I'm just gonna say it was really unexpected. And it was definitely something. It really shows up. It really shows that it's just a Tarantino movie. I'm not really sure what Margot, is that, gosh, I can't speak, I don't know how to say her name, Margot Robbie, I'm not sure what she did the whole movie, to be honest, I'm not sure. So, I'm still gonna watch some reviews on YouTube to complete my experience, because I think it's really important for us to see some reviews about, or it's really important to see other people's perspective on movies, because that maybe can show us details that we can't see. I really liked it, and I had a great time watching it. It's definitely different. I really liked it. I don't think I don't think it would be better than Parasite. And I say this because it was nominated for the best movie. I think Parasite is still better. And I'm not saying that it's a bad movie, this one. I liked it. I loved it, watching it, to be honest. And I will give it 4.5 stars. And I don't think I will change it. It's gonna be my last review. My last, not review, my last... Fuck. My final score. Yes, that's my final score. So, I actually decided that I'm going to end this podcast here. And the final part of the previous episode is going to be on another episode. Do I make myself understand? That sentence didn't make sense, but you guys get it, right? Yes. I'm going to end this here. I hope you guys liked it. If you guys have any suggestions of movies I should watch, tell me, even though I have a decently big playlist. I'm open to stuff. I hope you guys found this reviews interesting. Tell me your opinions. I love to get your guys' perspective on my podcast, on my reviews, etc. I think that's gonna be it, but I'm going to record the part 2 of the previous episode right away. So I see you guys in a minute. Or not. Because you guys may watch, may hear or not the next episode. Bye.